WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas. We'll have the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Silk.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boobs before? Mind your business.
And that's a man.
Oh, needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Dude.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is Ed Frost.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ralph.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or chased by rats.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Who let Gus over? I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard.
Jack Vice.
You want to know why I tried to electrocute you a while back? I wanted to make sure that you never had the pleasure of having a child.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby. And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We here at the show just got done sacrificing 3 hours of our lives we will never get back. Also, we can bring to you our opinions on the TNA Sacrifice pay-per-view tonight. That's coming up. But first, this is the Omega, the be-all end-all of the WTR Network. And with me tonight, we have, well, we have someone with a great rack on the rack, but it is not Jackie. It is Lindsay.
I have Krispy Kreme and I has a happy.
And every place around here that sells Krispy Kremes are gone.
Yeah, we have a Krispy Kreme store and I love it when you walk in the door and they ask you if you want a fresh hot one for free. It's awesome.
And also with us, who I doubt has a donut, you have Alan Wojcik.
Yeah, that was painful to watch. I'm not even talking about the actual watching of the show. If you didn't watch, that backstage looks like a MASH unit right now.
But do you have a donut?
Nope, no donuts here, sorry. The kids ate them all.
It's a shame. But that is us. And as always, from up north, where they probably don't have donuts yet, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
I'll have you know, Canada invented donuts. If you never heard of Tim Hortons, Krispy Kreme ain't got nothing on Timmy's. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, Timbits are awesome. I love the honey ones. They're so good.
Yeah, all you need to know is that if you want real donuts, you have to buy them from Tim Hortons. Well, it's true, dude.
Canada. Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't have Tim Hortons here in the States, so unless you send them south, I'm not driving to Canada just to get donuts.
Send them south?
Yeah, south.
South. Below you, down.
Okay, there's just way too many jokes I can make about that, so I'm not going to. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Those of you who may be in our chat room, you might experience a little bit of a problem. We've had problems with the website all day, and we were very close to actually not even doing a live webcast tonight.
We all cried because it came back up.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I was about to say you didn't cry. You were cheering. You were saying, "Go, Crash, go!" And you didn't mean Holly. Yeah, you weren't. Yeah, you weren't talking about Crash Holly.
How do I know she didn't do it, man? If she didn't want to be here.
I didn't know what was going to be on the show. I didn't know what was going to be on the show till like an hour ago.
She doesn't know how to log into the server or anything else like that.
Hey, what Rock and I do at night is none of your business.
Right. I don't care what you and Rock do. It just doesn't really appeal to me. That's all. I guess we should talk about the pay-per-view, shall we?
Do we have to?
Well, kind of. That's sort of like the that's kind of the deal, right? It's a wrestling talk show, and there was just a pay-per-view.
The two of them can sit in silence or whatever noises they want to make. I'll yammer on about this. It's the only reason I'm here tonight.
Sweet. We can make any noises we want.
I actually paid attention to it. At least until Once Upon a Time came on, and then, you know.
There you go. Well, I had the hockey game on the TV, and I had the pay-per-view on the other thing, and I was trying to do everything I could to make sure the website was up running, so I'm talking to like 15 different IT tech support people who don't speak English, which would cause Mace no end of English motherfucker, do you speak it lines.
You guys did feed the gerbil, right? The powers, everything.
You had to talk about gerbils, didn't you, Alan?
Guinea pig? I don't care.
Wait, they. Okay,
it's a pay-per-view, the one that we were actually able to watch all of, unlike last night.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, we'll get into that afterwards. And before you leave, Alan, we'll let you have your quick little shot about that. But, yeah, King Kittens, the server bill gets paid every single month, whether I like it or not. So, despite what you may have heard from unreliable fat pizza-eating fuckers, never mind. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, probably, except for Rock. That's, yeah, beside the point. Well, Alan, why don't we take a look at what happened at tonight's TNA pay-per-view, Sacrifice, opening up with a title match. Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels challenging the tag title champions, Samoa Joe and Magnus.
Good stuff here. This is it furthers along a couple storylines, and a lot of our followers, I'm sure, were sitting there going, yeah, AJ's going to come out. He's going to screw them over, and he didn't. I was very surprised. And I like the team of Frankie Kazarian, never liked that nickname. And the Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, except I don't know if it was me, and maybe Lindsay can add some fashion advice here. Daniels looked like he was wearing Shawn Michaels' old chaps to the ring for a little while there. Kept going, what the hell is he wearing?
Yeah.
And then suddenly somebody chimes in, and I was like, he's wearing funny ring shorts. I was like, oh, okay.
Funny ring shit.
Yeah, I didn't actually see the intro, so I missed the funny ring shorts. Sorry, my bad.
He had them on the whole match. It just looks really weird.
Yeah, and for those of you who are wondering about Alan's audio, no, he is not in a tunnel. He's actually talking on his embedded microphone instead of a microphone headset for some reason.
Oh, he's talking on a headset. I don't know why the headset's not.
I'm just saying.
I don't know why the headset's not working right now, but it's working.
Well, your headset may be plugged in, but it's not activated in your control panel audio setup thing. And that's why the built-in microphone is picking the crap up. It's really easy to fix, but then again, you have to be, at the very least, partially technically minded. And I'm assuming that you're not.
Does Skype work on a desktop, Tim?
Okay, Kane Kittens?
Yeah, see, that's a trick question because Skype doesn't work, period.
Yeah, no. For Kane Kittens, just so you know, that one was about him.
Just saying.
Yeah, just so we have that straight and clear and crap. But, yeah. So, this was an entertaining match, quite enjoyable. I have to admit, I'm shocked by the ending. Alan? I think he got upset with me and walked away. Omega, did you watch any of this?
No, I caught bits and pieces here and there.
Okay. Oh, I just heard Alan for a second. I think we woke him up.
No, it was just the headset cord popped out. No, I think you need to switch the belts up every so often. And, you know, as we'll find out later on in the evening, certain belts didn't change hands, but I have no problem with Kazarian and Daniels, especially as we saw in the semi-main event. I think we already got a match set for Slammiversary that we're not, I'm not gonna tease yet, but I've seen Kazarian and Daniels team outside of TNA or Impact Wrestling, and they mesh really well. I wouldn't mind seeing this match again. I'm sure we'll see it on Impact on Thursday.
Okay, yeah. So Kaz and Daniels take the belt. I was kind of surprised by that, but like you say, it's good to change things up once in a blue moon. And so that was the first match of the night with the opening up with the title change.
You're not even going to talk to me about it. You know I'm not Jackie. I do watch TNA.
Okay, well, you know, if you would just, like, give me a chance, I would say, Lindsay, why don't you give us your opinion? Boy,
I liked it. Well, you sounded like you were moving on.
Well, I was gonna, but I didn't want to make it look like I was. Well, give us your thoughts and opinion on the whole damn thing, woman.
I liked it. I thought it was a good opener. It was nice and strong. All two teams had a good chemistry with each other. Love Kaz and Daniels together. And looking forward to see more.
Anybody have any final comments before we look at the second one?
If anybody wonders why Kaz looks the way he does, he lost it for Locks of Love. That's why he has the hairstyle he's got right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was me in the chat that said, is it just me or does he look like he's starting to take on Randy Orton's look a bit?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure. All right, so second match of the night was the Knockouts Championship, Gail Kim defending against Brooke Testmacher. Lindsay, what did you say in chat right after we saw the swimsuit video?
Did they really expect us to take her seriously after they show nothing but bikini shots of her? I mean, really, we're supposed to accept her as a credible challenger to Gail Kim when all you do is show shots of her in a swimsuit. Running
so
on a beach, you're doing
shown her in a business suit in an office, you would have respected her more?
Sure, kicking ass.
Well, okay, obviously you haven't seen pictures of Gail Kim floating around now, have you?
I have seen pictures of Gail Kim floating around, and I would say the same thing about Gail Kim if it was Gail Kim. It's any female competitor. How are we supposed to take them seriously if they're showing them in a swimsuit versus kicking somebody's ass?
Because they are female wrestlers on an internationally televised program. And
she's an employee of Hooters.
Yeah, there you go. And the higher-ups believe that they can convince men to tune in and watch if they put girls in skimpy things to show off their lady bumps.
Yeah, well, Brooke Testmacher does that very well with her ring outfit.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised we didn't get a nip slip tonight.
Well, it's pay-per-view. How come we don't get any nip slips? I'm all for nip slips during the pay-per-view. Anybody disagree?
I think we just found out that kind of marketing does work.
Let's just say when the cat took off her bra or took off her whatever, and I think it was the Royal Rumble way back in the day, Tim's face was pressed to the glass.
No. It wasn't pressed to the glass. I was sitting there with a drink in my hand, and yeah, I smiled. I got mad at what's her name for covering her up real quick. What the fuck? Get out of the way, old woman. You know, it was just whatever.
Actually, it was Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So I don't know about you guys. I'm just bringing this up real quickly, but the chat room seems to keep timing out and blanking out on us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's doing that for anybody right now, but it's doing that for me, and I don't know if it's a chat room or if it's my web browser.
It's a chat room thing. We're working on it. Don't worry.
You know what? I think it's both, but yeah, we are endeavoring to discover a new, improved chat room for use on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you going to refund them their money, Rock?
Hell no, they don't pay us.
Are you going to offer them a free pay-per-view?
You're just dying to talk about Ring of Honor, aren't you?
Or are you going to jump on and tweet that another pay-per-view going on at the exact same time as Crystal Clear HD? Yeah, and this match was meh. To quote Mace, there's no real credible characters in the kingdom right now for Gail Kim, because you've got ODB off with her husband, in quotes.
And the rest of them, you know, Winter and Angelina and Tara, I think they've got wanted posters for them right now.
Actually, so, I thought Tara was, wasn't she on Impact this week? Or was she not? I didn't see the whole thing, so.
This past Thursday's Impact, there were no ladies except for Brooke versus Velvel in the opener.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so Gail Kim retains her title belt and defeats Miss Testmacher.
Congrats on the marriage to the cooking guy.
Yeah, and the match was enjoyable. Of course, it's Gail Kim in the ring, and she very rarely, if ever, missteps between the ropes. Is that not correct?
Okay.
That's all you've got to say, no opinion. You're just like, oh, okay.
Okay. Gotcha. It was nice to actually see the knockouts in the ring for more than 3 minutes. Or do we need to talk about Natty Neidhart's last appearance on Raw?
No, we don't.
Save that for your roundtable with no intro, I'm sure.
With no intro.
Move forward.
Why doesn't
let's
that
talk
get
about,
clipped?
Let's talk about the magic sweaters.
No, I think that's about to get clipped and added to it. Don't worry about it. I just have this feeling.
Bring on Lindsay's favorite match. Bring on the mismatching sweaters, because this ticked her off.
They look ugly!
What mismatching sweaters?
When the Robbies came out, she flipped out, going, who the hell dressed them?
Well, speaking about that, this is the next match we're talking about. World TV Champion Devon taking on Robbie T. Go ahead, Linz.
They were wearing matching cardigans. I'm sorry. It was stupid.
They've been doing it for a while. That's the funny part. They're stealing the Bravado Brothers gimmick from TNA. from Ring of Honor, sorry.
Right.
But okay, it works for them. It works. So it gets their heel lead.
What did everybody think of the match?
It was fun. It's just fun, especially knowing that if you don't know Rob Terry, after he was let go from FCW/WWE, he currently, when he's not in Ohio Valley Wrestling, he trains at the Team 3D Academy. So for me, it was kind of fun to watch, going like, hey, you're beating up your trainer. That's pretty cool. Except the other guy's in the ring too, crud.
Yeah, there you go. Lindsay? What'd you think? Besides the cardigans, I mean.
Well, aside from the ugly sweaters, I thought it was a pretty good match. I mean, it was entertaining and it was fun to watch. I really don't like Robbie E, and I wish they would kind of do more with Robbie T.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was entertaining and it was fun to watch, and yay, Devon retains, so.
All right, yeah, Rock.
Oh, me, yeah, I kind of showed up during this match.
That's why I threw it to you, because this is when you came in.
And here I was trying to fix the chat room. Anyway,
and you didn't bring food for any of us.
No food. This match was Devon Dudley, the hardest working champion in TNA wrestling right now, defending the title every single week after not being on TV forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was a match.
It was a match. Omega.
No, I actually intentionally missed this one. I cannot stand E.T.
Hey, that was a good movie. Don't bash it. Bada-ing, bada-boom. Anyway, yeah, all right.
Yeah, he went there.
Yeah, Devon retains. Next up, Mr. Anderson taking on Jeff Hardy, kids.
If any of you can tell me what the hell these two were, what was the reason that they were on this show, I'll give you a quarter. Because as I tweeted during the show, I was just like, yeah, they're fighting for, well.
They're contracted and paid by TNA, and they're some of the bigger names they have, and they needed exposure, and they needed a payday. Give me my quarter.
They need the exposure. Okay.
They were feuding over because they were involved in a number one contender situation, and, you know.
Yeah, I still don't buy that one. So Bald Spot said, okay, you guys, but they never said, okay, this is whoever wins this gets the winner of RVD and and Rude at Slammiversary, brother. They just book this, and they're not fighting over hair care products, so or makeup or anything like that.
Alan, watch the Bald Spot comments, will you?
Tim is a little sensitive right now.
Yeah, and this just in, Anderson, color your hair again, bro, because it didn't look good at all. And Hardy just needs to, oh, I don't get, I mean, is he actually wrestling with his eyes closed? Because in certain shots, the makeup, it's just like, wait a minute. Is he like doing Buddhist thing?
I think that was his face paint actually peeling off and covering his eyes.
Oh, okay. Well, this was another match. It was just there. It was like, all right, we got 15 minutes. You two go out there, entertain.
And then we had an interesting finish to the match.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Jeff Hardy does that double leg spot thing he usually does, and then Anderson blocked it and did a roll up. 1, 2, 3?
Was it really a 3, though? Come on.
But any coming soon? I don't know.
Yeah, but who did the botch? Was it the ref or was it the workers?
It looked like it was a ref count, but that's Earl. We want from him. Earl was probably still ticked he didn't get to ref the girls' match. Brian Stifler got that one.
The more and more I think about it, I think it was a planned finish like that.
So we had a planned botch from Earl, okay.
Okay, as somebody who books wrestling shows, I don't see myself booking a referee botching.
Well, a referee mistake, yeah, you can kind of get away with that. I mean, it does come out of nowhere. Yeah, at least you have that. And keep in mind, this is TNA, where, you know, the screwy finish is usually their favorite.
Yeah, well, not lately, thanks to the departure, I do believe, in my opinion, of Vince Russo. But that being said...
Yeah, we'll say the booking has gotten better since Russo left.
Yep. Despite his proclamations and protestations of innocence and all that other crap.
Of course.
Yeah. Up next, Crimson comes out and issues an open challenge.
To the Invisible Man. But wait, no.
No.
He got up to 8, and then guess who showed up? One half of the greatest tag.
ODB!
And Eric Young. The greatest tag team champions of all time.
Yeah, well,
right.
Knockout tag team champions.
What co-starring Eric Young's beard.
Yeah, co-starring the beard. What exactly did ODB call Crimson?
Oh, God.
A douche.
I'm a douche. I mean, right there, that just made the night up to that point. With her coming out and doing that, calling him a douche.
ODB is fantastic. On the microphone. Her and Eric Young have the greatest chemistry, and yeah.
Oh,
I kind of love her. I really do.
No, she's one of the few knockouts that when the idea was put to them, when the initial launch of the knockouts came around and they told them, we want you to define yourselves. You know, when they did the beautiful people, that really worked, but ODB took it to a whole nother level, and she's showing it right now.
There you go. Yeah, so Eric Young says, wait, if you think you can take him, then I can take him, so I'll go. And he goes stomping down to the ring, climbs in, and immediately goes after the referee.
That's what makes it, Chris, what makes EY so awesome.
That was awesome, and it was subtle, and it took a second, and people were like, hey, wait a minute, no, that's not the right guy, Eric.
Wrong open challenge. He's another one that and Tim can probably testify to this from having seen Eric somewhat in his Showtime days before he even joined Team Canada. He's another one that's just amazingly reinvented himself multiple times, and he hasn't missed a beat, and that's great. It's just, I'm happy he's getting work as opposed to sitting on the sideline.
Eric Young, in my opinion, has got to be one of the most underrated wrestlers in the past 5 years, easily.
Considering that guy nearly died on an operating table a couple times, too.
Yeah, and well, the thing about that, Alan, you know the reason why he has to be on the operating table. It's a regular thing. Happens every couple of years. He gets these growths on his voice box.
It's the Ryan Pellman situation. Ooh. He has the polyps.
Yep, and he's got to get the polyps basically scraped off. And on more than one occasion, he's had a hard time coming out the anesthetic. So.
Yeah, it's nice to see TNA actually using EY and pushing him. I remember him in Team Canada. I remember when then they kind of dropped him after that. He then took the serious gimmick, and now he's doing this, and I love him. He's adorable.
Yeah. And of course, he didn't beat Crimson.
Nobody beats Crimson.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Wait, Goldberg? I didn't know that he was in TNA. I thought
nobody
that
beats Mr. Perf. Oh, sorry, Crimson.
Yeah, no, I thought he was wrestling on SmackDown.
I was gonna say Ryback versus Crimson. Who wins?
Nobody.
Absolutely nobody. Just like Omega said. So.
Yeah, this is another character. I'm sorry, Tim. I just want to jump in real fast. This Tommy Mercer, Crimson, whatever you want to call him, he's another character that he's just been botched from the get-go. You had a chance last year around Bound for Glory with that whole series to launch this guy off, and then, well, he's hurt, in quotes.
I think that we have to ask the chat room to play nice, because I don't really want to have to go in there and separate you guys.
Oh, dear Lord, what are they doing now?
Well, King Kitten's and Wrestling Fanatic are beating each other up. And hush, you kids. Don't make me turn the show around.
Don't make him pull a car over, because when he does, it's horrible, man.
Oh, no.
No soup for you.
Now we have old man speak from Tim Stein. Oh, God. Please,
we
guys,
have,
don't,
what?
Don't fight, guys. Please.
Don't make him put the coffee down. That's what he does.
Well, we have what, Brock?
Old man speak.
Old what?
Old man speak, you know.
Is that a hashtag?
Trending worldwide.
Yeah, which we'll address in a minute.
You know, if you had a set, I'd kick you in. Anyway.
Woo!
Up next! Yeah, and we're flying through this. That's right. We're flying through this. Up next, World X Division Champion Austin Aries takes on Bully Ray.
Match of the night
surprise of the night.
Yeah, this was really good.
This was a good match, and I'm sure Wrestling Fanatic, if you saw it, you would you'd probably agree with this. This is probably match of the night. So I know Fanatic watches TNA. I know that he likes it for the wrestling, and like I always say, the wrestlers put on a great show when they're in the ring in the matches. I've had a problem with TNA for years, but this pay-per-view is feeling a little bit more pro to me than lately. So far it was pretty much straight up, and no really weird wacky twists and turns and overbooking and none of that nonsense. And no, this was just a really enjoyable match, Alan.
Oh man, and the bump! If you just find a replay of this just from somebody just to see the sick bump that Austin Aries takes from the top rope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He takes a flat back bump from the top rope on a kick, and he just goes straight down to the guardrail, and it didn't even look, all three angles they showed didn't even look like he braced. And from being around shows, I'm sure all of us can. So those guardrails are solid. And that just had to hurt so bad. And that the dude even kept going was amazing.
Yeah, we'll talk about Pain coming up in the main event. But Austin Aries actually defeated Bully Ray. Awesome finish with a tap-out submission by Bully Ray. Omega?
This was impressive as hell. I mean, I honestly didn't think they would give this one to Aries. Because just because for some reason they really like to push Bully Ray, which again might be a very good booking change that has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So in a weird way, it elevates Aries so big to see him come up with so many welts in that match from how hard he kept getting hit.
Yeah,
and well, just the two on his back when he hit the guardrail were nasty as hell.
They were. Yep, absolutely. Doesn't
and
this
the, just, it educates the crowd because Taz did mention I've seen him wrestle before. This is the same guy who ended Samoa Joe's streak in ROH. But the TNA audience may not know that, and this I agree with Omega that this did elevate. If A Double wasn't already elevated, being the longest reigning X Division champion, him taking out someone like a badass like Bully Ray, that's got to move him up.
Well, it's kind of unintentionally elevating him, since it's actually it's a result of Vince Russo booking Bully Ray so heavily. Now we've moved from that regime. Bully Ray's credibility is now the benefit of Austin Aries.
And still, it's an awesome cape.
Yeah,
he's rocking that thing, man.
At
least he's not wearing it on his ass.
Yeah, this match came across to me as like the classic underdog story.
Yeah, and somebody on Twitter, I made the statement. I said, "This isn't anything new. This is Kevin Nash versus Chris Sabin a couple of years ago when they did the whole we're going to kill the X Division," and I got yelled at for comparing Kevin Nash to Bleary by some people. It's just like, yeah, but when he stands as Kev, when he turns on Kevzilla, man, watch out, he's evil.
Speaking of Kevzilla, he's on MySpace. He keeps it old school. He's on MySpace.
And he's trending worldwide, and I immediately went to Facebook and really went there going, is he trending? And sure enough, during the damn match, really was trending.
To realize that it takes far, far more people to trend worldwide than TNA actually gets in pay-per-view buys. Just an observation.
Well, yeah, they pay for it, just like WWE.
WWE, I could actually believe.
Don't break kayfabe, Lins. What are you doing?
Kayfabe.
We break the kayfabe on Tuesdays, not here, man.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
There you go.
Don't break your fame on this show.
So, yeah. Austin Aries wins and gets title and all other stuff pulls onto it and everything. Next match, Kurt Angle taking on AJ Styles.
Great match. Awesome. Horribly, horrible ending.
You put these two in the ring together and you're bound to have a really, really good match.
Yeah, they've had so many in the past. You expect great things from these two. Just from how well they know each other.
Well, yeah, this definitely can't go wrong. I mean, their styles don't clash. They actually complement each other. And that is saying something. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, most tag teams' styles even clash.
The funniest sign from the night from my friend Kevin Sullivan, not the wrestler but the producer, he saw in the Impact Zone was, "We love Dixie Styles." At least that's what he said was the funniest one. I guess you had to be there.
Yeah, you have to be there for that one.
I still think that's the dumbest thing ever. Let me get this out real quick because I'm going to get it out Tuesday again too. I understand I'm supposed to suspend my reality when I watch professional wrestling, but everyone who's anyone knows that Alan Jones is a devout Catholic.
Name dropper.
And the tattoo on his side with the birth of his three children on there. Yeah, that not happening. This is one of the dumbest things you could have done to the AJ Styles character is strap him with, "He's a womanizer, and he's kissing Dixie Carter. There's plenty of rumors about Dixie and Surge to go around. We don't need to throw AJ in there."
Now, okay, just since I don't follow personal histories, did he get a divorce or something? Because I distinctly remember him always wrestling with his wedding ring around his neck.
No, he stopped doing that because one night the necklace broke and the ring went into the audience and he almost lost it. So after that, he stopped doing that.
Yeah, and I remember when they were a heel faction of Fortune, I don't remember him wearing it then either. So, yeah.
That was still a trait that he had to the ring for years.
Even on indie dates, I remember seeing him wear it.
No, macking on Dixie now.
Yeah, of all the people on that roster, I'm going to mac on her. No.
She's with the one with all the stroke, Alan. Come on. Or should he be macking on Brooke Hogan because Hogan has all the strength?
No, he'd be dead by now.
Oh, because Brooke would have hit him with a chair or something like she almost did last month of lockdown. Yeah, like I said, a great match. The only thing that came out of this was Slammiversary. You're probably going to see Styles, Daniels, Kazarian, and Angle all going at it for the tag titles, which, okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad match.
Yeah, Kurt Angle gets the victory after Kazarian and Daniels interfere. That's got to be a setup for something, definitely. Are we seeing a bit of a face turn from Kurt Angle starting tonight?
It's been happening on TV for a while, as they alluded during their commentary when Taz wasn't butchering certain things. Like at one point, just getting things wrong. There was a 6-man match a few weeks back where he pretty much washed his hands of Kazarian and Daniels. I think it was against Styles, Hardy, and Anderson, maybe? And he washed his hands of him. So he's kind of a tweener right now. I guess he's trying to keep that the Olympic gold medalist thing and pave the middle of the road. I'm sure he's going to screw him over at some point.
I don't know. I think they're going to make him Kurt Angle the good guy and have him be a challenger for Bobby Roode this summer. I can see that's where they're going to probably head. Maybe August or September we'll see Angle versus Roode for the TNA World title.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, let's talk about the main event.
Brought to you by Home Depot.
Ladder match. World Heavyweight Champion Bobby Roode taking on the whole effing show, Omega.
Oh, of course you go to me first.
Well, yeah, you're the one who wants to sleep with him, not me.
Whoa.
I want to sleep with Bobby Roode.
No, RVD.
No, I want to sleep with Bobby Roode. You want to sleep with RVD. Get it right.
I don't want to sleep with the man, okay?
Oh, you want to stay awake for it? Okay, gotcha.
He just wanted to exchange text messages with him. That's all.
People are disgusting.
Okay, so you're basically saying that Omega's into sexting with RVD.
I said texting. Whatever your mind thinks, go for it. But I said texting.
Yeah, there you go. So, anyway, enough kibitzing. I'll make you talk about the match.
Why the fuck do I hang out with you people once a week?
Because you live in Florida.
I'm positive there is something better to do on Sunday nights around here.
Because you
don't
love us.
Find it. No, I love selected people around here. Get this straight.
There you go.
I tolerate others.
He's very selective.
Anyway, the main event.
Yes, talk about it, please. Finally.
I actually didn't get to catch it.
What?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's the bad part about this little...
RVD's on your screen and you can't watch.
Damn.
That he was busy suck. Trying to take over the world.
Yeah, what's up with that, Omega? Why are you taking over?
Tell them!
It's not like I told them about your death traps.
Whoa, wait, you got death traps?
Oh, God, here's
not
another.
Not yet.
This is where we're supposed to kayfabe everything again. God damn.
Well, you fired up, didn't you?
This show will be heavily edited, folks. Don't worry about it.
So, good match. Not too bad. The ending just didn't look right.
Ouch.
RVD took some kind of spill and it, woof.
Well, it looked like his leg got caught between the rungs of the ladder, and he really, really pile drove the back of his head onto that steel chair when he fell off the ladder after getting kicked in the face about 3 times by Bobby Roode. And that chair should not have been there.
No, I think that was the planned spot. I think he was supposed to fall off the ladder onto a chair. He was just not supposed to fall off the ladder first. I was surprised he actually got up and did the spot, honestly.
Yeah, that was just that was sick looking.
Yeah, that was just harsh. I was like, ooh, bro. That's why I joked around about the MASH unit thing, because it's like, good lord, bad enough we had Sting take a spill into a chair recently, and now you got that one. It's just like, this just in, unprotected chair shots are so before Linda ran for office.
Yeah, something like that, but...
I don't care what anyone says, you're not a tough guy because you take an unprotected chair shot. You're a moron.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Yeah, that definitely Van Damme's got to be a little bit concussed.
Yeah, that came from that. The guy who's never been in a wrestling ring and never will come in the wrestling ring, but I've played enough hockey to know I don't want to get... I've never played without a helmet. I prefer to have my brain intact, not scrambled.
Yeah, concussions are no fun. I've had a few in my life.
Ask all the NFL guys suing right now.
It's enough to bugger you up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Anybody come into this match, hands raised, thinking that RVD had any shot of winning the championship here?
Well, don't ask me to think logically. I was, I'm gonna tell you with my heart, you're thinking, RVD should have won, but.
No.
The only reason I had a 2% thought of it, they were boasting about Bobby Roode being the longest reigning world champion in 2 weeks. He would be the longest reigning world champion in TNA history. Part of me goes would TNA allow him to actually have that accomplishment?
And I gotta actually think about, is it Triple J that's got the reign of the longest champ? Or is it AJ?
I don't know. I only listened to what they said on the show on Thursday. They didn't actually go into detail about who was the previous holder of it.
They mentioned it tonight too, but they did not mention, so if it's Jarrett, that's probably why they didn't mention it.
What they'll do if he's 2 weeks away from it, they'll have him drop it on Impact.
During the open fight night.
Is this week open fight night?
Next week would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
The taping Tuesday night will be open fight night.
Lindsay found the loophole. She used her brain.
Damn that logic.
Yeah, you're going to get on the creative team. Don't do that, honey.
I don't want to be on the creative team.
So, how long is Bobby Roode going to hold on to that title?
Bound for Glory.
Yeah, if they're smart, it would be for until Bound for Glory when he loses it to James Storm. But, you never know in wrestling.
He's got to get through Slammiversary in Arlington, Texas, which would be interesting. Maybe that new guy they grabbed from Bellator who can't pass a steroid test is going to get it real fast.
He won't be in the ring till the fall at the earliest.
Oh, he's not the surprise on May 31st.
He's hurt, I think. Recovering from an injury. I don't think he'll be in the ring for a while. We'll see.
Yeah, but it was fun to actually watch a full pay-per-view, wasn't it, Rock?
I didn't watch a full pay-per-view, Alan.
You're at least able to see more than three matches, right, Rob?
I think I saw three matches tonight. Yeah, I did.
For those of you not keeping count, Alan has now taken about 10 pot shots at the Ring of Honor IP pay-per-view last night.
Oh, he's taking a shot at their parent company.
I'm just saying.
Let him rant about it for the love of Pete, so that way he can get it off his chest.
No, I'm saving it for Tuesday night.
But you're bursting at the seams, man.
No, I'm good.
Let it out, Alan. Okay. Let it out.
I just don't understand how you did this in Florida. You fired the company you claim did the problem to it, and then Spug tried at 7:30, so did you. I will admit I didn't make it for the opening match because I was transporting the executive producer to a sleepover. So I walk in the door at 8 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, it's got to be me that's logged in, and I'm boxing the two of them out. And they're like, no, nobody's logged in. I'm like, what?
They had this system failure with the login. That's what happened. Their stream was fine. They had a system login problem.
Yeah, once the stream worked, it was great. I thought it was also funny that Gabe Sapolsky and all of them who involved was running a pay-per-view the exact same time or taking cheap shots and going, oh, what a clear stream, this, that. I'm like, better get it fixed, but best in the world. But our prayers have been answered, Ring of Honor fans. Wrestling's worst nightmare has the ROH World Championship. Kevin Steen is your new champion, and it was a ruse all along. Carino entered the ring and hugged Kevin Steen. Hopefully we will have Carino-san, as he is known on the show. We want to have him on for baseball talk more than wrestling. At least that's how Spug feels about it.
Well, that's all fine and dandy, but no more talking about yellow underwear when Carino's on the show, okay?
That wasn't me.
I know it wasn't you.
There's no pictures of me running around looking like that, but there. Hey, if we work it right, we might be able to get Mama Carino book back on again.
That might be interesting.
So going back to the TNA pay-per-view, as we tangented off of that, I'm going to make another tangent. It's funny. RVD was in the main event of TNA Sacrifice tonight, and now I'm on Facebook, and WWE is promoting Rob Van Dam in their alumni section. 17 minutes ago.
Who else is in the alumni section? Come on.
No, I'm just saying right now, at this specific time, they're promoting RVD. They're capitalizing on it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just pointing it out there. But yeah, back to the pay-per-view. Overall grade for it, Alan?
I give it a B-. I really enjoyed this pay-per-view. I thought it was going to be a throwaway one to get to Slammiversary, and I could already make at least 3-4 matches for the Slammiversary pay-per-view out of this. Very good stuff. Hopefully everyone is in one piece backstage, and there's a good reason why I'm not a professional wrestler, because damn, poor Rob Van Dam. He is the master of the 420, as they like to say.
Well, you'll probably be paying a lot of attention to 420 on the way home tonight, especially after that bump. Ba-dum-bump. Yeah. So you give it a B-. So Omega, I don't know if it's a good idea to go to you for this or not, because you didn't see all of it.
What I saw was about, I'd say about B-.
Okay. What about you, Lindsay? Oh, I'm sorry, Omega, did you have more?
No.
Because if you got more, I don't want to cut you off now.
I'm just going to say, I can make a partial opinion if I choose to.
Okay. Partially noted. Lindsay!
I give it a solid B. I mean, TNA's booking, at least as far as their pay-per-views go, has been getting steadily better. And that's a good sign for the team they've now got in place. I can't comment on Impact because it's hit or miss on whether I actually see Impact based on my schedule. Mm-hmm. But for the pay-per-view tonight and the last couple, they've been pretty good. So, solid B.
Yeah, I have to give it a B, too. Not B, too, but B as well. it was enjoyable. I liked it. The guys did a good job in the ring. I was entertained by the wrestling. Didn't really give two shits about storylines, but that's because I have not been, I'm honest about it. I don't pay attention to TNA. They turned me off their product years ago, and it's going to be a while before they win me back completely, I think. But the pay-per-view tonight, very good. It was entertaining. And, I'll give it an 85. It had a good beat, and you could dance to it.
But a dump them.
Just saying. Tribute to Dick Clark.
On that note,
why don't we take our first time out of the evening? Let Alan, before we go, why don't you tell us what happens Tuesday night?
The MF-er, the head MF-er is back. He will be appearing this Saturday for Crossfire Wrestling, taking on MVP. Matt Hardy will be joining us, and the person behind MattHardyBrand.com, which should be launching soon. His very lovely associate, Miss Rebby Sky, will be with him. Note to anyone that does listen, on the 22nd, we're moving one night to the 24th. My 9-year-old has a choir thing going on, so I'd rather go do that. We may have a recently departed WWE star on that night, if I work things right. Some makeup might be involved, or but believe me, if you thought what we had in this past quarter of the year from MVP and all the Hall of Famers that have been on, You ain't seen nothing yet. It's at my name is Wojcik on Twitter, and thank you for having me, and enjoy the rest of the program.
Alan, would we remember this name's the name of this guest if he comes on the show?
If he does come on the show, yes, you would absolutely remember the name of... No, I can't do it, sorry. have a great night, guys.
Okay, there is Alan Wojcik, the host of Cape Ed Wrestling Radio, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Guys, you haven't heard the show, tune the freak in. Come here, 9 o'clock Eastern, listen to Alan ramble, because he's actually kind of entertaining sometimes. And he generally has guests you want to listen to and interact with in the chat room. He will ask his guest questions that you post. Matt freaking Hardy, this Tuesday night, live on Kayfabe Radio. Wrestling Radio. Sorry, don't get...
Oh, my God, if we were playing bingo, we would be over already. Jesus. That's like a name, show times.
Override. Everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this with the WTR Big Story of the Week.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
About time this fucker called in.
Hey, I was on another phone call. Fuck you.
and fuck you. Hold on, let's count them up. It's Rox, one. Fuck you. Will, that's two. Fuck you. Tim, fuck you. Omega, fuck you. Lindsay, fuck you. Jackie, fuck you. And Subway, fuck you.
Really fucked. Can I now have a kittens and give one to Jackie, please?
I was just going to offer everybody a cigarette, but whatever.
At least Mace remembers me when he runs down a list.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck you.
It's basically descended into like a circular roast.
Yeah, it's just another jerk-off podcast.
Like all of a sudden it popped up and here's the whole gang and I didn't have time to even pull up my pants while I was holding my dick.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, I have been sent by TJ Omega as he is... One told me that my name and multiple orgasms should not be mentioned in the same sentence again, even though I was going to offer to have one to try to get the ratings up.
Looking for that inside scoop of ladies up professional wrestling? Then you better look elsewhere for the Diva Dirt. As every Thursday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you The Rack. Join Jackie Feist and Lindsay Ward as they give you their views and takes on pro wrestling.
I'm no fool, so don't treat me like one.
Get the unique perspective of pro wrestling from two lovely ladies. Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern on The Rack. Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Just because I have a burnt face, that doesn't mean the rest of my parts aren't working.
Hey man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Eat fresh them meat since 1983.
Well, that ain't good.
The drummer from the Vipers only got one heart.
You're kind of weird. You always sing everything you say.
And I don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was going to ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can, watch late night C-SPAN, and rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on wildtalkradio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood Paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy.
We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tired of the same old view of Monday Night Wrestling? Looking for something different? Well, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network will bring you that alternative. As every Monday night, we bring you the WTR Raw Post Show. Join Sir Rockin' and Mace, along with the likes of The Spud Guy, Jackie Feist, and others, as they give their opinions on all the real mayhem that happens on Monday nights.
They said it was banned, but we said anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's people talking wrestling live on a Monday night. Just without the news. Monday nights, right after Monday Night Raw. Only on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that's cool.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand it.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. In case you missed it at the top of the show, we ran down TNA Sacrifice. If, kids, you missed what we talked about, you'll be able to catch it in the archives by, 2 a.m. this morning, possibly.
Who do you think we are? We don't rush that quickly.
Nah, it depends on how long we spend BSing after the show, that's all.
We don't get done BS until about 4 a.m. Get it right, Tim.
That's true. So, by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
9 a.m. Huh, you're kidding yourself. Anyway, welcome back. It's WrestleTalk Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, by 9 a.m. Thursday.
If we worked on Tim's time . Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Speaking of Thursday, Tim.
Yes.
I know we did this show called The Rack, which you can hear the archive at wildtalkradio.com, but, This guy, Hotshot Johnny Devine, was in action somewhere. I just don't know where.
Oh, yeah. The former TNA X Division champion, Hotshot Johnny Devine, was actually taking on Mr. Beat the Goodness, Vince Nevada, at Canadian All-Pro Wrestling's championship crowning show on Thursday night at the Border Crossing Arena.
Not the lounge, the arena.
What's that?
Not the lounge, but the arena.
Yeah, we call it the arena. It's a bar, but, we use half the bar and turn it into an arena.
Okay. So what happened on the show, Tim? Tell me.
Well, it was Canadian All-Pro Wrestling's most stacked show to date since we opened our doors last November. The show kicked off with Vince Nevada coming out to cut a promo. You got interrupted by the Karachi Vice. And I'm not sure. The Great Gamma didn't really say it, but he kind of sort of implied that maybe they were trying to recruit Vance to go to join the Karachi Vice. So that's kind of interesting right there. But first match of the night, we had Mark Posey taking on Bobby Sharp. Mark Posey actually defeated Sharp with a bit of a sleazy move. Gets the pin on him and then gets his feet up on the ropes as the ref counts three and misses it.
That cheater. That scoundrel.
Yeah. And then we had another debut in Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. A young fella who's an up-and-comer by the name of Andrew Hawks. And I'll tell you that you should probably pay attention to this name, and I'll tell you why in just a bit. But he took on Maverick Mike Briggs and Pete Wilson in a three-way match, and it was some kind of a unique spinning move. Hawks winds up winning in his debut and now automatically becomes the number one contender to the Commonwealth mid-heavyweight title that was decided at the end of the night. Now, the reason why you should pay attention to the name Andrew Hawks, I'm not going to say which companies, but there are a couple of major wrestling promotions who are seriously interested in this guy, and I get the chance to say he wrestled for me before he made it big. So, keep that name in mind.
Bravo, Tim. Bravo.
Yeah. So, give me Bravo after I point out, hey, he wrestled when we see him, you know, taking on, I don't know, RVD or, dare I say it, Ryback. You never know. Anyway, we also, with
hold
the
on,
third
hold
match,
on, hold on. Is he skinny and really white?
No.
Then he won't be fighting Ryback. Moving on.
Yeah, I guess not. Maybe, Wade Barrett when they both, when they're okay. I don't know. But our third match tonight was a ladies match, and, the two ladies, are both rookies, who also debuted in Canadian All-Pro Wrestling. Synergy Storm took on Bambi Hall. Synergy winds up winning with a Northern Lights suplex pin for the three. And then we get in the next match, Massive Damage coming out with a Great Gamma took on Steve Rivers. Now, this ended in a no contest, and I don't know what's going on with these two guys, but they never seem to be able to get through a wrestling match without it deteriorating. And the more these guys fight each other, it just seems the more we get DQs and no contests and stuff. I think these guys really hate each other.
Sounds like something's brewing between the two, and they're going to settle the score. They should maybe have a no DQ match, or, you know,
well,
they must,
you know,
have a winner match sometime down the line.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about talking to the general manager, Vinny Fever, and saying, listen, we got to tell these guys, you know, false count anywhere, no DQ.
There you go.
Maybe just make it, now this would be interesting indoors, but make it a street fight.
Everyone does a street fight indoors. Moving on, Tim. Moving on.
I know it is a street fight indoors, but it's a very apropos venue because it's in a bar. Anyway.
No, what they should have is a bar fight.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, I don't know how that would go over. A bar fight in a bar? Yeah. But anyway, our semi-main event on Thursday night was a tag team. We had Logan Cross teaming up with Rom Dante to take on Bone Crusher and Steven Styles. Now, Styles went and choked out Logan Cross with a Cobra Clutch for the win. Of course, Cobra Clutch made very famous and popular by the Great Gamma when he was wrestling in the with the Karachi Vice and the old Stampede Wrestling. And after the match, Rom Dante, there was no talking about it, no nothing, and I still haven't gotten down to the bottom of this and why he did it. He went and just unloaded it on Logan Cross, just laid him right out in the middle of the ring for no reason.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but I think these guys is mad at each other. So we're talking about maybe we want to do a set those guys up and let them settle the score at the next show. You never know. Now for the main event, Mr. Beefy Goodness, Vance Nevada, taking on former TNA X Division champion, Hotshot Johnny Devine. And, believe it or not, Steve Rivers decided that he wanted to lurk close to the ring halfway through the match.
Not Steve Rivers.
Yeah, yeah, the All-American Steve Rivers. Now, as you know, Johnny Devine had been trying to get his hands on Steve Rivers ever since our debut show back on November the 5th. And Rivers has done everything he could to duck him, going so far as to actually run out of the ring and into the back at the show back in February, just so he wouldn't have to face Devine in a six-man tag match that that they were in. But, yeah, Rivers came out and he grabbed the belt. And, he grabbed the belt off the table before anybody knew what had happened. And made his way to the ring. The ref got knocked out on a really interesting move that pretty much laid all three guys out in the ring. And Steve Rivers coming in and goes right after Johnny Devine.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Really?
He went right after Johnny Devine with the title, stopped, took a look at Devine. I saw a smile, a great big grin from both of them, Rock. Devine and Rivers. Rivers turns around, clocked Nevada in the back, knocking him, pretty much knocking him buzzy, ducks out of the ring, and gets the, rouses the referee. In the meantime, Devine went and covered Nevada, gets the pin 1-2-3. Hotshot Johnny Devine, the first ever Commonwealth mid-heavyweight title champion in Canadians All-Pro Wrestling.
That sounded like a hashtag all-American Canadian screwjob.
Well, I think we got a bit of an unholy alliance to bring here after the victory, and everybody's all hissing and booing because Devine won and it wasn't an up-and-up clean win, as you will. Got on the mic and he says, you know, I live by the old adage, keep your friends close, put your enemies closer.
Hashtag Calgary Screwjob.
There you go, the Calgary Screwjob, yeah. So it looks like these two guys, I don't know when this came about or anything like that, but Steve Rivers, of course, being rejected by the Karachi Vice on numerous occasions, he might be forming a little bit of a stable of his own making. And so we'll have one heel stable going after another heel stable. I don't know how that's going to turn out.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what happened on Thursday night, and I was there for all of it, because I have to be.
Because you have to be. And people can go to CanadianAllPro.com and probably read the results sometime this week.
As a matter of fact, I'm halfway done typing up the results. They will be posted on CanadianAllPro.com as soon as they're done, probably a little bit later on tonight. And they'll also be distributed around the World Wide Web as well. You'll see it on places like Lords of Pain, WrestleView, possibly WrestleZone. You never know. So
this is where I have to go. Lindsay, are you awake?
I am now. Somebody poke Omega, see if Omega's awake.
I don't think he has Trish Stratus' music queued up.
No, I don't have Trish Stratus' music queued up.
The joke's only good one time.
Yeah, it's only, you'd say, I have one joke. You know, we went there.
Yeah.
Well, you could have just said Trish Stratus wanted to sex him up, but, you know.
Yeah, we're not amused. Moving on, back to pro wrestling talk, as opposed to indie pro wrestling talk. There's a bit of a big story that happened this week, Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The WTR Big Story of the Week.
Two teams assembled!
Now, this has to do with wrestling only because a wrestler is involved, but it's not wrestling related. WWE superstar John Cena has filed for divorce. This is the biggest news story in wrestling this week. Reading about it all over the World Wide Web, apparently this thing promises to get really nasty. Omega, Lindsay, have you heard anything about it?
I am glued to TMZ over this. I don't know why, but I am glued to TMZ.
And she's not lying either.
I'm not lying.
This time she's being honest and not facetious.
No, we spent like a half hour on the show talking about it, and about an hour and a half after the show talking about it on Thursday.
Oh, jeez.
We have you know, theories all about it. It's like,
I'm a girl. What do you expect?
Better, yeah. No kidding. Yeah, just kind of, you know, the day I read that, I flashed back to before WrestleMania when The Rock decided to have his rock concert.
You weren't the only one, Tim.
I'm pretty sure that 99% of the IWC flashed back to that. But now here's the question. Did he know something, or was that just a happy coincidence?
Well, if you think about it, The Rock knows everything. He was the one who knew about Osama before everyone else did, so, you know.
I would have to bet.
Now,
Rock,
the other question is he filing for divorce because he's decided he wants to bang Eve?
Good job of interrupting Lindsay. Lindsay, you were making a point.
Well, I was going to say, it wouldn't surprise me if The Rock knew, seeing as Cena was very vocal about the fact that there were problems at home. I mean, from what I've read, he very commonly talked about how his marriage was on the rocks. Constantly. Apparently.
That's the alleged rumor.
I thought you were riveted by this story.
No, I get the message. Think Skype crashed? Yeah, Tim's Skype crashed. Yay, we can have a show.
Woohoo!
We can talk freely and
so
openly.
So, about death traps.
Step on the green tiles.
I think Tim just did. I'm just saying.
See, Omega, it works!
Yes!
So anyway, should we continue talking about
it? Yes, let's continue talking about
Let's just sit here quietly and awkwardly until he comes back.
We can talk about the Avengers.
Yes, we can.
Oh my god, it's awesome!
Totally is. Hijacking the show.
Seen it twice.
How have you seen it twice?
When on opening weekend.
Both times?
No.
You were able to get tickets both times?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yes, if you haven't gone and seen The Avengers, it's a great movie.
And if you don't like the Hulk, this movie will give you a new appreciation for the Hulk.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know, because it gave me one, and I hate that fucker.
There were some great Hulk moments.
When Hulk is used right, he is awesome.
Yes.
Yes. They booked him right in this movie.
Anyway, we'll transition back. A theory about John Cena, you know, the one theory I posed to Lindsay was John Cena's, we go back to the promo at Extreme Rules where he says he needs to take a vacation. 2 days later, he files for divorce. Did he really need to take a vacation? Or was he being forced to take a vacation and he said no?
I don't know, but I'm just waiting for it to come out. He has a mistress. That's what I'm waiting for. If that doesn't happen, I will be sorely disappointed.
Let's pull the chat room. Do you think John Cena has a mistress? And if so, who? We've discredited Eve because she's dating some MMA fighter.
That doesn't mean anything!
Well,
Lita was dating Matt Hardy and she still fucked Edge.
Point.
But, counterpoint, it's Lita.
She fucks anything.
Lita is a whore, is not a counterpoint, okay?
But it is
it's
on the show.
It's an established fact, but it's not a counterpoint.
I thought it was a counterpoint on the show.
It's just a recurring gag.
Yes.
More than anything.
And she recurrently gags. Oh, wait.
Oh!
Ooh.
Wow!
But,
Wait, you're the only one on this show that can make a Lita joke?
I'm just impressed is all. Bravo.
Somebody has to do it.
I'm glad someone finally did. Everyone? You might want to back away from your computer chairs for just like the next couple minutes. I'm working on it.
What did you do? What did you set off?
Never you mind. Never you mind what I just set off.
Or
did not set off.
So you just told me. You told me 5 minutes ago those fuckers were safe.
I presumed they were safe.
You lied.
I guessed. Okay. There's a difference.
Did you post this picture in the chat?
I am posting it in the chat room now for people to see.
Okay, when you see it, the chick playing Black Widow, bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah, everyone take a look at the link in the chat room. We'll post it on Facebook as well for people to check out in the archive.
Eve as Black Widow? No. No, ma'am. No. She does not even have an ounce of the badassery required to play Black Widow. Somebody go get me Karma and stick her in there.
Punk is Hawkeye. Ken Kins goes, what the fuck?
Actually, Punk should technically be Iron Man. He's got the wit for it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's enough of a smartass for that.
Orton should play Hawkeye. Who's well cast?
Brock.
Yes. I can't tell who's playing Thor. Is that Hunter?
Triple H. I want to say he's smiling, though.
Yeah, it looks like Hunter. Looks like Hunter to me, at least.
Who else would it be holding a hammer?
This is a good point.
And Cena is Captain America, very aptly cast.
Yeah.
Oh, they really should, you know, stick him in a Superman outfit, because that's who he really is. Just saying.
But Superman's not an Avenger.
Different franchise!
I know it's a different franchise, but he can do both. You know what? If the guy that plays Captain America can play the Human Torch...
No, he couldn't play the Human Torch, but he can play Captain America.
But he did both! One not so well!
That's a matter of opinion. He tried to do one.
Why? That's why I added not so well. I'm sorry, the Fantastic Four movies were not that great. I love Julie McMahon, but as Doctor Doom, that was a fail.
I guess this is where I should take back over the reins of the show. But before I do...
When did this turn into OTL?
Well, you know, I was just pulling this up, Omega.
It's time to start the party.
Oh, God.
Resistance is futile.
This is Otaku Top 5.
just, you know.
Well, now you have posterity, you know, recorded on posterity that you talk geek stuff with a girl.
This is true.
And
we want to add sex in there just to, you know, really blow people's minds? Or did we cover that with Lita?
You're pretty sure Leah's blowing a lot more than mine's.
Ooh.
She's blowing CM Punk's right now.
So much for drug free.
Oh. just so, because I know Mace will listen to this archive. See, we brought back OTL. It was for like 5 minutes, but we brought back OTL.
And you weren't here.
Sorry.
And the only reason it happened is because Omega killed him Skype. And
I didn't kill his Skype.
Yes, you did. That's what that noise was.
Did that? No.
Don't lie.
That noise was a launcher planted underneath someone's chair. I'm not saying whose.
Not it.
Rock, you have anything overhead by chance? Or?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Where hard hat?
Oh, crap. It's payback for quick hits, isn't it?
You have no idea.
Oh, wait, we got a DC form tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, well, you have a decent one, too.
Okay, awesome.
We'll see how awesome it is. Anyway, where were we?
We're talking about John Cena's divorce.
John Cena's divorce, right. It's going to be interesting. We're not going to like focus on it and all that stuff. It's just interesting.
Well, you're not going to focus on it. I'm going to focus on it because, again, I'm glued to TMZ.
All right, we're not going to focus on it 24/7 on the air.
Okay, that's fair.
Is that
I'm
fair?
Just curious. If this does get nasty, does anybody think that WWE is going to step in and try and save his image?
Well, here's the thing. If this is just like, okay, if Cena is anything as he comes off as, it's probably more a case of married to his work. Because, good lord, when the guy isn't actually on the road wrestling, he is on the road doing a ton of PR and Make-A-Wish stuff. I can't imagine he has much time at home to begin with.
But if
it is a mistress thing, then yeah, he's going to have a massive PR problem here. The Boy Scout has been cheating on his wife, Lois Lane, for years or so.
Well, here's the other thing, and I proposed this to Rock the other night. What if he does all the PR work and the charity work, does not have to go home? If he's so miserable as he claims, or as claimed in the statements, then he would do something to avoid going home. All the Make-A-Wish and PR work, that would do it.
Oh my God. Okay. You know what, honey? You make me so fucking miserable, I'd rather hang out with cancer patients. Just saying.
It's a possibility. Rock, check your Skype. Sorry, that's what I was told. Check your Skype.
Check my Skype. I see nothing on my Skype.
Look for a message from Jackie.
Oh, I saw that. Don't worry about it, please. I got it. I'm hosting the show. Relax. Relax, people. Play nice in the chat room, will you please?
Kill each other. Do it. Take each other out. I want to see death fights, goddammit.
I throw my hands up. No. Jesus
Christ. My gosh. She gets to host for one night.
You have this effect on me. It's all your fault.
What's it my fault for?
I don't think she sat
in... I do not instill bloodlust in you.
I don't think she sat in Jackie's chair tonight. I think she's in Mace's chair.
Yes! Well, you know, we're either married or fucking each other in all these cast the WTR folks in whatever TV show, so it makes sense.
So, anyway, the wife of John Cena has hired Linda Hogan's divorce attorney. So, it's gonna get interesting. So.
Like he needed more Hogan parallels.
Brother.
Yeah, but I guarantee you she doesn't get the chunk of change or chunk of Cena's ass that Linda got of Hulk.
Wasn't there a prenup on this one?
There is a prenup, and he's citing the prenup, but she is, I guess, going to fight it. But here's the kind of interesting twist to all this. Before he filed the divorce papers, he offered her a buyout for the divorce. He offered to pay her off, and she declined it.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, stay tuned to the Roundabout 24/7 coverage here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. On the Rack.
Just tune into the Rack Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern.
11.
Right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
11.
Or 9 p.m. Western.
No.
Whatever, 11 p.m. Eastern. You know, just tune in Thursday nights. We'll be on.
We'll be on. Just tune in. 11 p.m. Eastern.
I'm sure I will give you updates because I'm the only one paying any attention to this. And for whatever reason, I don't know why.
Do we need to get a sounder made for the updates on John Cena's divorce now?
No, we don't.
You sure?
Yes, positive.
Are you sure?
Positive. You already made one, didn't you?
No, I haven't. But it's tempting to. It's tempting to. It's really tempting to. Moving on, Jerem says, record something from Omega.
Wait, what?
You know, fancy dancing.
No.
Thing.
No. No.
So, moving along, we should, because we spent
enough time. We're going to have a fancy dancing divorce hearings.
Time for the divorce hearings. The fancy dancing divorce hearings. With no intro.
But he forgot the other part of it.
What?
I'm not gonna say it because I'm not gonna clip it.
Well, you're the one in charge of the goddamn recording. If anybody's clipping anything, it's you, jackass. So go ahead and say it.
No. Let's move on to Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's back, everybody.
Don't be a chicken shit. You chicken shit. Say it. What's the matter? You afraid I'm gonna record it? You forget my computers are all fucked up and I can't?
Fine. You really want me to say it, Tim?
Say yes. It, bitch. Say it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancing Roundtable. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. Rock.
You're in trouble.
I've moved my chair away from the roof.
Well, Omega's attempt at totally...
But you're still in the chair, aren't you?
Yeah. It's targeted for the chair, not for the roof.
Anyway, Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman has come back, and he has gone into the ring representing Brock Lesnar, telling the world Brock Lesnar was offered a deal. Triple H tried to rescind it, so Brock Lesnar quits.
They got Paul Heyman to speak for Brock Lesnar. There is a God, and thank you.
What did I say? What did I say when he came back? He needs Paul Heyman.
I think everybody said he needs Paul Heyman.
Yeah, everybody.
We begged for it on the show.
Not loud.
So you can't just take credit for it, Tim.
Well, shut up, I can't, so. Because I said it first.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I said it before I heard anybody else say it.
Because you don't listen to anybody else.
Well, go good. Listen to the Rob Post show. We begged for Paul Heyman.
But he has to pay attention to that. Just
kind of like you wrote the sponsorship packages too.
Hey, I gave you the prices and the breakdowns and shit like that. That's as good as writing it. You wouldn't have that material if it wasn't for me, so that counts. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wild Talk Radio Network would like to welcome officially a new sponsor that is going to be starting up pretty quick. Isn't that right, Rockin' Sockin'?
Yeah, we have a new sponsor coming along. We're not going to say who it is just yet, but we're going to...
Well, how come?
Because it's not, we haven't, agreed on the launch date, but we have a new sponsor coming along. We'll have more details in the coming days ahead. So just wait till, check out the website and all that fun stuff. We'll have details and all that fun stuff, how you can help support this company.
Yeah.
And stuff, and that's helping us.
Because all we need to do is pay for the shit that we got to do. And yeah, it's a legitimate sponsorship, Gang Kittens. We are actually getting paid for this.
And Jackie and I didn't have to do anything to get it. Awesome.
Yeah, well, that's on this one. The next one, girls, we got to talk.
What do you mean we got to talk?
Well, the potential sponsor has requested a couple of pictures.
A couple of pictures of what?
Like I said, we'll talk.
That is not an option in her contract with me.
See, you got to talk to my boss about that.
Yeah,
saying.
Well, okay, your contract with anybody, Omega, when it comes to Wild Talk Radio Network is null and void if it supersedes what I say.
Oh, no. My contract is for...
Nope. Welcome to Nope on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do something!
I can hit the button again and we can play the fancy dancy thing.
Not you! Omega!
You still need... Okay, fine. You can dodge the contract. You cannot dodge the copyright I have on her tits.
Now,
you
see, you're assuming that the pictures were for tits. You see, I wasn't even going there, but shame on
whole
you,
body.
Perverted little kid. Yeah, Kane Kittens, despite the fact that they make fun of me, I am in the chat room for pretty much all the shows whenever I'm home. So it's never really a Tim-free zone.
Well,
unless his Skype dies.
Skype has nothing to do with me getting into the chat room, which I hope to God we can replace by tomorrow.
Yeah, this dropping thing is not cool.
No, it's not. But anyway, Paul Heyman.
It's bogus, dude.
Paul Heyman's back, guys. Omega.
Well, they have to figure out what to do with Brock Lesnar, so he only works his minimum 2 dates per month. I mean, how many times has he already been on TV since he's come back? And this includes the pay-per-view. I counted 5.
Yes, 5.
Yeah, so 5 of the 40 appearances are already burned up. Does the interview even count? Because that would have been done the same day he came in.
No.
No, that would have been 6. If you count the interview, that'd be 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Kane Kid, it's nice to see that you're calling a truce and trying to turn over a new leaf with that cheap shot, you little fuckwad. Okay, who's got that one on the bingo?
Alone.
Oh, no! He's picking on me first and I haven't done anything to him. For Christ's sakes.
Do not make me separate you, boys.
Don't start with me.
Do not make me turn this show around. I will do it, goddammit.
That's it. I am drinking my freshly decanted homemade alcoholic beverage that tastes like Granny Smith apples.
And bingo.
That's actually quite tasty.
It's all bottled up nicely now.
Yeah, guys, everybody, would you like me to make a video showing you how to make your own homemade alcohol?
Yes.
Is that legal?
Please, do it. It's your own
personal consumption pretty much everywhere in the world except Utah, where nothing's legal unless it's marrying your girlfriend and her 5 sisters.
No, nothing is legal except marriage and 20 kids.
It wouldn't be cooking with Tim Stein. It would be drinking with Tim Stein.
Yeah, drinking with Tim Stein.
Unless you're making Jack Daniels, I don't want to see it.
Well, I can teach you how to make homemade Jack Daniels, yes. Only it wouldn't be Jack Daniels because you know, brand names, copyrights, shit like that.
So what would you call your Jack Daniels?
Well, if I'm making it for myself, I guess it would be Tim Steins.
I don't think anyone wants any of that.
If Lindsay made it, it'd be Lindsay Ward's, you know.
No, it'd be Jane Daniels.
Hmm.
See,
okay.
I don't know.
No, a
moonshine version of Jack Daniels, something tells me it should be called, like, Brain Drain or something.
Brain Drain, hey, yeah.
Like Blackjack.
Ooh. Double Jack. Daniel
Jack. It's gotta have...
reverse the first...
Double D!
Yeah, that kind of fits with you and Jackie, doesn't it, Lindsay?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, I couldn't disappoint Jackie.
Oh my God, what the hell would the shape of the bottle be?
Yeah.
Well, a nice, round, perfectly, you know, orbed glass bottle.
Yes.
Maybe with something sticking out the front, because it's a little cold.
With a little bump, you know, because, yeah, you're serving it chilled. But no, legitimate question, do you guys want to see a video of how to make your own home brew?
No, I'm good. I've seen my dad do it.
This shit turned out good. Surprisingly enough, I'm feeling tipsy. Which is wild, because I never drink.
Right, you never drink, sure.
I never drink.
Liar.
Who?
You.
How dare you?
So are we getting back on topic, or are we moving along to other things?
Well, I was just killing time. Yeah, we can talk about wrestling if you want.
Lindsay?
What? It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway. So what do you want to talk about? We want to talk about Paul Heyman, or are we going to move on to Over a Limit?
Well, have we not talked enough about Paul Heyman? He came back. Everybody's screaming that he should come back. He came back. He's only there so they can figure out a way to keep Brock from burning out all of his minimum dates until the year is up in his contract.
Well, here's a good question. Does Heyman semi-recover the botch that they didn't, or at least the botch we consider in the storyline, by having Brock lose to Cena and walk out? Does Heyman recover some of that in any way?
I think he helps to make up for it. But I wouldn't say it was anything much more than that, really.
And I'm personally kind of curious to see where they take this. Because I think they only have Heyman till what, SummerSlam?
For now. But that, again, that doesn't mean anything. Money talks. People show up.
Oh, I know. They already backed one dump truck full of money up to his house. You know, I'm sure they can do another one.
So.
By the way, King Kittens, good one.
Yeah. For what people didn't see. You know, Tim Stein never drinks, and Lita's still a virgin.
Yeah, that was quite humorous. I don't know where you guys get the idea that I drink a lot. And I mean, every time we do a show on Sunday night, I've got a half a case of Coca-Cola that I go through.
Right. Anyway.
Because I don't drink beer.
Can we moving on now?
Why don't we talk about WWE's next pay-per-view offering called Over the Limit?
Yes, let's talk about that.
Okay, so, yeah, really quickly, what's the date?
Next Sunday.
It's next Sunday night, which means, again, we'll be on at 11 o'clock Eastern. Yay! But, I'm going to take a quick look and do some quick picks here for our predictions. With the WWE Championship, we got CM Punk taking on Daniel Bryan. I don't care who wins. All I care about is that this is going to be one intensely good match and probably worth the pay-per-view almost all on its own.
Yeah, this is going to be the only reason I watch this show is right here. Because Lord knows Kane isn't on, so I have to watch it for something.
Aw, poor Moffat. Now, the question about this, have they done a good job booking this match, or is this a case of, like, they just throwing it together, or what?
They haven't done a good job of booking this entire pay-per-view.
Well, it's over the limit. They never usually do.
But, I mean, I guess they figure that everybody's going to mark because of CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, because they're pretty over, so, I mean, really, do you need to do much of a build with these two?
I don't think so.
I would
Omega,
like to
what
see,
do you think?
I would like to see a promo. My name's not Omega, but yeah, I would like to see
yeah,
a promo.
Well, you kind of sort of like jumped in there before you were allowed to. I was going to Omega.
Sorry, Omega.
Shut up.
Atta boy.
Get back under the green tile.
No. You can't make me.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
How?
To blow something.
You don't know what the trap is.
Oh, God.
Does it involve alcohol?
Brock doesn't drink. Neither does Omega.
I was just asking.
You and I are the only two that drink here.
Well, Lindsay, let's get drunk. Forget these guys.
Works for me.
All right, there we go. Of course, now we're just waiting for Omega to bitch, complain, whine, cry, and protest about that.
Oh, no, she's fun when she comes home drunk.
Oh, okay. Who says she's coming home?
Her contract.
Who says who says I'm leaving home?
All right, so who's going to win this match, guys? Omega, you pick, quick.
Punk.
Okay, Lindsay.
Oh, God. This is hard to call, but I'm actually going to go against the grain. I'm going to say Daniel Bryan.
Whoa.
What?
Rock, yeah, huh? Rock, you want to chime in?
Punk.
Yeah, I think that Punk is going to retain it, but at the same time, one hell of a match, and I'm really pissed off. This won't be the main event, but we'll get to that. Next match to take a quick look at, World Heavyweight Championship Fatal 4-Way. Sheamus versus Orton versus Del Rio versus Jericho.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, that's a good question. But at this point in time, don't you think it might be a little early to strip Sheamus of the belt?
Well, if you think about it, they lost confidence in Alberto Del Rio since they made it a four-way. And Sheamus' title reign hasn't been that stellar either. He hasn't been made to look like a big star on SmackDown.
But whose fault is that?
The plan so far was to give Sheamus a long title reign, and, you know, the only reason you lack faith in Del Rio is because he's just off injuries.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons. But
they are going to Mexico at the end of the month, so wouldn't they want that on a...
They tried that once, it didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't really do much.
I was about to bring that up. That didn't really, that didn't get him anywhere. But I don't see this as a way to take the title off of Sheamus. I think that he's going to retain it. But we're going to wind up out of this with a feud between Sheamus and Jericho and another feud between Orton and Alberto Del Rio.
I can actually see that happening. I was thinking that watching SmackDown. Okay, that's where they're going to go, and you'll probably get those two matches at No Way Out. Which would then, I would think, lead to Del Rio, Sheamus, be one-on-one at Money in the Bank before you go Sheamus Orton at SummerSlam? Am I the only one here?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry, I get to talk all by myself now.
Can we talk about the Avengers again?
So anyway, I'm taking Sheamus. What about you, Lindsay?
I'll keep the belt on Sheamus. I mean, it's too, they're not going to put it on Del Rio. The only other contender I would say for it would probably be Orton, just because Jericho will be leaving in the next month to go on tour and then be back, but they're not going to put the belt on somebody that's going to be heading out.
Omega.
I do like how the world titles in this match are... In this, this pay-per-view in general, are basically our official fuck the brands pay-per-view.
Yeah, they've kind of disregarded the brands. Yeah.
Won't be much longer.
Yay! I'm sorry, I hate the brand split. I'm probably the only person, but I really hate the brand split.
So, yeah, are they still playing Drift? I think they are. Maybe.
Well, there's no point to it.
There isn't, but they'd still do it anyhow.
Because they can.
Anyway, pick Omega.
Sheamus to retain.
Up next, we'll save that one for last. Next match, WWE Tag Team Titles, Kofi Kingston, R-Truth, taking on Jack Swagger and Dolph Ziggler. Omega.
I just gave Kofi and Looney Bin the titles, didn't I?
They did.
Yeah, boy. It's one of those mongrel teams that they don't have anything to do with any better, and I honestly want to see some credibility to Swagger and Ziggler as a tag team. Jeez, I don't know.
Flip a coin, Omega. Flip a coin.
Do it!
Or roll a dice or something.
You know what? Ziggler, Swagger.
Lindsay?
I'm going to say that they keep it on Kofi and R-Truth just because they just put the belt on them. But I look for a possible tease to maybe start splitting up Swagger and Dolph and Vicky just because they've been having Mason Ryan play Swagger's bodyguard at the house shows. So it looks like eventually they're going to split him off. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if we hear something out of Abraham Washington and Primo, Epico, and what's her head as well.
Rosa Mendez for those.
What's her head?
For those playing attention at home, it's Rosa Mendez.
I really don't care, so.
I'm going to go with Kofi and R-Truth. Tim, how about you? Tim.
Where'd he go?
Where's Tim?
Oh, God.
What happened to Tim?
Sweet, we can talk about the Avengers again! Yes!
Okay, how badass was Hawkeye's bow?
It was awesome.
Oh my God, it was awesome! I want it. And I was really surprised at how awesome they made Scarlett Johansson. I was really kind of just expecting them to have her be the pretty girl role.
She was more than that.
That fight scene of her with the chair? Holy fuck,
that was
dude.
Good.
I was like, yes!
Yeah, that was a Jackie Chan fight scene.
Speaking of women fight scenes, WWE Diva Championship on the line when Layla...
This is... Oh, you lie.
Yes, because this is so equals.
Layla takes on Beth Phoenix. Omega.
God. Is there a right answer here?
No.
Yes. It begins with a K. Yeah.
Ends with an A and has a mar in the middle.
I would love it, but that answer hasn't come up in a while. So I'm not going to tempt fate on this. Say keep it on Layla just because they seemed adamant to take it off Beth to begin with.
Bonus question for you, Omega. Over under Divas Championship lasts 5 minutes?
3.
So Lindsay has the under?
Yeah, it's gonna go 4.5.
Now make your pick, Lindsay.
I'm gonna say just
because
they... Do we
even check these fucking picks anymore?
Do we even care?
No.
I would say they're going to keep it on Layla, and they're going to do some kind of potential screw job with Beth Phoenix. Just because they put the title on her last month, they seem to content to keep the title on her and reestablish her again since she just came back. And also, I mean, they just took the belt off of Beth, and they didn't do shit with her while they had it on her. So what's the point of taking it off just to put it back on?
Okay, then. I kind of agree, and Layla wins.
But it would be awesome if Karma would show up.
Yeah, but if we say it, they, you know, the internet will be expecting it, and they won't do it.
Oh, fuck them.
So, shh.
Mum's the word. Tim Stein?
Kayfabe.
Kayfabe, yeah. Kayfabe. Tim, your pick is... Anyway, moving on to the epic main event. You have... Superman John Cena against Japan's Hulk Hogan Steve Austin, and then The Rock wrapped up in one John Laurinaitis.
my new Laurinaitis impression. Also doubles as the crowd during John Laurinaitis' appearances.
Go ahead, Omega.
I don't know what the fuck to make of this. It's probably going to have some bullshit screw job ending where Laurinaitis comes out as the winner thanks to Lord Tensai, Virgil 2000, and God, probably half the fucking heel locker room.
So you're picking in this epic encounter John Laurinaitis?
Unfortunately.
Lindsay?
Laurinaitis is going to fuck Cena over. Unless you have Big Show snap and beat the shit out of Laurinaitis, but yeah, I see Laurinaitis going over on this, unfortunately. They're going to have Tensai come out, beat the fuck out of John Cena, and God only knows where they're going to take this from there. But the fact that this is the result of why they had Cena go over Brock makes me die inside.
Wrestling Fanatic goes, run in via the Bushwhackers.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes, people, keep in mind, they jobbed Brock for this. For John Laurinaitis versus John Cena, and also potentially something between John Laurinaitis and Big Show. Because they can't make any of their wrestlers a top heel. Oh, no, 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 they can't. It either has to be an announcer, a manager, or their senior VP, or executive VP, whatever the fuck he is, of talent relations. Just saying. I'm done.
You're done for the moment.
Yes, for the moment.
Because you'll probably expand upon it on Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the rack.
If I don't go off on Monday, yes.
Okay.
So, but you can listen to the Raw Post Show live Mondays right after Monday Night Raw right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
She's learning.
And she,
because I'm on that show too.
She's learning how to show. Anyway, I learned last month never bet against John Cena. John Cena's going to win. So with that being said, that's our quick picks. I don't really like that term, but anyway. Time for what we call the Great Debate.
The bell has sounded for this week's Great Debate.
For the last few weeks, I come out here and I sit here and listen to you spend your little nursery rhymes about Jabroni Avenue or Know Your Role Boulevard. You better get your ass serious because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to take his ass to Philadelphia, check right in to the SmackDown Hotel, roll right in to Route 316, and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
You know the drop just came in the bathroom. You should have smelled what The Rock was cooking. I ain't faking. You should have smelled what The Rock was baking.
Now step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
And tonight, we finally end the Great Debate for the greatest feud of all time. We'll crown the greatest feud that there ever was.
Thank you, God.
Except now you move on to the tag teams.
Fuck you, God. I cut out on my end. What's this one up against?
Raven, Sandman versus WCW, NWO.
I'm sorry, Mace.
I think this is going to be one ginormous I'm sorry, Mace. But we
yeah.
Rant.
It's the revolution of the industry, dude. It's the reason WCW was on top for so long. You know what? You know, Raven Sandman was incredible. It didn't kind of transcend the business. Sorry.
So we got one for WCW versus the NWO. I'm going to go Raven Sandman. So personal. Sandman stayed in his house for this tangle. Sandman, Raven.
You just want to get on Mace's good side. You're just being a suck-up.
No?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
What?
Huh? Really? Wait. You're not here yet. Tim, your pick.
NWO versus WCW, because it was WCW and what was beating WWF at the time.
Lindsay Ward?
Sorry, Mace, but WCW versus NWO, I mean, just the epicness of that and the fact that it did define a company, an era, and helped WCW gain to go on top, yeah. Hey, Raven Sandman, I was watching some stuff on YouTube during the TNA pay-per-view, and it was great, and it was awesome, but WCW versus NWO.
And our mystery caller, your pick is?
Mystery caller? Wow. Okay, anyway, yeah, my pick is WCW versus NWO.
I'm playing you tonight, so shh.
So, yeah, WCW versus NWO moves on. Up next, Terry McFoley takes on Steve Austin versus Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Jackie.
I'm going with Austin McMahon. It's a huge part of the Attitude Era, which is one of the, in my opinion, one of the greatest times in WWE history. Loved it.
I'm going to have to back her up. Austin McMahon, it defined a company, it defined an era, and it helped turn the tide.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Omega.
Austin McMahon. No question to it.
Timothy Stein.
Yeah, there's very little debate that needs to go into this one. Austin McMahon was one of the few things WWF was doing that saved the company.
Yeah, I'm going to back that up. Steve Austin, Vince McMahon wins by a landslide.
Take that, put that in your pipe and smoke it, you son of a bitch.
Don't do that accent again.
What accent?
Was that an attempt at Texas?
Nope.
Redneck.
Then what the hell was it? Oh.
Redneck.
That was just me talking like that. It wasn't anything really special. Shit. I'm just fucked off because my computer sucks ass!
Actually, it sounded like he was trying to sound like a host of another show that will remain nameless.
Ooh.
Nope, I would never try to sound like that.
So, in our main event, the final round, the finals, Steve Austin, Vince McMahon takes on WCW versus the NWO.
Is the irony of this lost on anyone else?
How could this be lost irony?
Never mind.
No, this is just like any of these other countdowns, is that these were the heavy hitters going in, so they were put in opposite brackets.
Yeah, that was the point. The WCW versus NWO was all the way down the bracket. This was all of Austin McMahon was at the very top. Yeah. So, Omega, go.
WCW, NWO defined the company. It's what put WCW on top. Austin McMahon is what brought wrestling back into the common household and helped overtake WCW again. And more importantly, and this is the one part where I stick on the WCW versus NWO, that as a feud way overstayed its welcome. Like, they were so adamant of keeping it around, even when it wasn't working anymore, it just got so overplayed, so overdone, so exhausting, and really, in its final breaths, really, really pathetic. It went on far too long, and that is the one damaging bit that you can give that entire feud. Austin McMahon did everything it could. It went in the directions it should have. It played all of its cards that it could, and then it stopped. It knew when to move on. And it's still, and despite that, it is still one of those feuds where, you know, it's almost like, you know, the Iron Sheik and Slaughter during the Gimmick Battle Royal. It was said, some feuds just never die. And this is one of those that, you know, because it was done the right way, because it was, it ended when it should have, it kind of lives on forever now. So all around, it was the better feud.
Lindsay Ward.
Austin versus McMahon for all the reasons previously stated, and also because I like it better.
And hashtag you've seen it.
Hashtag I've seen it. Yes, I've actually seen both of them. Thank you very much. Fuck you all. But I like this one better.
Okay. Tim.
Yes.
Make your pick.
For what?
Oh, for God's sake.
Old age kicking.
Austin McMahon, for Christ's sakes.
Too much homemade hooch for you, Tim.
No, not enough. I want more.
He who doesn't drink.
Somebody get the Geritol. Stat.
Just for that, you don't get any ice cream.
Oh.
I have ice cream, thank you very much.
You make?
Fuck you.
Jackie.
I'm going to go with Austin McMahon.
Not going to let me why I picked Austin McMahon?
Go
okay,
ahead, Tim.
Fine.
No, I don't want to. Forget it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tim, go ahead.
Oh, I got nothing.
Well, we know that, but go ahead.
What?
We know you've got nothing, but go ahead.
I got nothing to say.
Okay, fine.
Well,
so anyway.
Really
for Tim, go. Okay, he's gonna start again, but fuck him. So it was just—I just have to agree. Overall, it was the better feud, and then also.
Hold on, Jackie.
Tim.
What?
Your computer was making noises.
What? That's it. I quit.
Thank you. Anyway, I realize that nothing is original in storytelling of any form anymore, be it in WWE TV, film, television. Everything's already been done, but. At least the WWE thing was not stolen from another company, and it did not need to borrow from another company, as in other people's wrestling organizations coming in to infiltrate you in order to get its point across. It used two of its own stars, one of them being the owner who put his neck out, to sell a storyline, which eventually did, you know, help it win and ultimately buy out WCW. NWO versus WCW was awesome. Hell, I've been a WWE fan loyalist my whole life, and even I watched WCW for 6 months, but I think WWE definitely pulled it off better on that one.
So, after 10 years, 5 months, 3 days, and 2 hours...
And 45 seconds.
And 45 seconds, 46, 47, we've crowned the greatest feud of all time, Steve Austin versus Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yay!
Stand by next week for a mace rant. If we don't get one sooner. You, Mace!
He may record one and send it in.
Send it into the rack or the Raw post show. But that's okay, because we love Mace, so.
So anyway, that said, we've crowned the great debate champion, and now it's time.
Nice save.
God, you are useless, Tim. Here's Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hit.
The next IM I get is going to be, I can't think of anything, I'm going to kill somebody. Oh, good, it wasn't. Thank you. So unleashing. you know, plays along. Anyway, we'll start with Tim. Tim, which show has more potential, a Lucha Libre Spanish wrestling show or a Cruiserweight show?
Oh, that depends. Where are they being shown?
The Lucha Libre Spanish wrestling show is going to be shown on a Spanish channel, and Cruiserweight show is going to be on WWE Network.
The Lucha Libre show will draw higher ratings than the Cruiserweight show.
Okay, I probably said something twice. I don't know.
Oh, good, it wasn't just me.
Yeah. just,
what?
Nothing. 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 Nothing.
What?
Nothing, Tim.
Can I go back to getting drunk?
Yes.
No.
Please.
Well, maybe you are after this one. Jackie, you're up next, and this one's Tim Stein's choice. Tim.
God damn it. I shouldn't have called. Okay.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, Jackie, you're going to hate this one because I thought this up all by myself just to ask you. This is specific.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun.
Is this going to be along the lines of the last question?
I can't remember the last question.
Okay,
if
go
I was
ahead.
A porn star.
Oh, yeah, don't ask that question out loud.
Okay.
And no, I'm not drunk. I'm just kidding.
You're always drunk.
I'm always sober. Jackie, take the movie The Scorpion King and cast somebody besides The Rock, and it can't be Kane or Undertaker.
As The Scorpion King?
Yep.
Oh. Seriously? let's see.
Psych.
what the hell? I'll go Arnold. I like Arnold. Shut up, Monica.
My God.
A white Austrian playing an Egyptian.
I thought he was
Sumerian.
The Samoan playing the Egyptian.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be Sumerian.
Besides, people in Hollywood don't care. If it's a role that needs muscles and the actor has muscles, it works. And I don't really want to put that much thought into it at 11:06 at night.
I should have also said you can't pick Arnold either.
Tim. Moving on. Lindsay.
Rock.
Who was the best backstage interviewer of all time?
Of all time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Jericho.
Interview or interviewer?
Interviewer.
Yeah.
Not the wrestler, the journalist.
The person holding the mic asking the damn questions.
Oh, you think I'd look at those people?
Yes.
Stryker.
Okay.
Because he's the only one that comes to mind, and he had the best clip in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's SmackDown number one announcer.
I never liked Funaki.
Mean Gene.
I was never exposed to Mean Gene.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but he exposed himself to you?
No, because he's not you, Tim.
I wouldn't do that. You don't deserve it.
You're right. I don't.
None of us do. You should keep that under wraps.
There is no answer other than Mean Gene.
Well, forgive me. I have not seen enough Mean Gene to talk about him. So, Stryker, fuck you all.
She says Stryker because...
I've
seen it. Look at him.
And Stryker has a fear, and Edge describes it perfectly.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
Yes! I want that as my ringtone. I so want that as my ringtone.
I guess I'm sending that to you.
Yes, you're sending that to
most
me.
Likely.
Okay.
And also, Mean Gene Okerlund never put his penis on the internet for the world to see. Stryker did.
I did not need this information.
Yes, I would classify that under TMI.
How the hell did you not hear about that?
He's a dude.
Because we don't hang around TMZ?
This wasn't on TMZ, this was on all the dirt sheets.
So, Omega. give R-Truth and Kofi Kingston a tag team name.
Oh, jeez.
You were so good with Kofi and Evan Bourne. I figured we'd give you a shot with this one, too.
At least they didn't ask you what kind of underwear you are. Just give it an answer.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory. What did you call Kofi and Airborne?
The Air Kings.
There you go.
Which is better than Air Boom.
Way better.
Just pointing it out there. WWE is asking for Air Boom.
Air Boom. God, no.
It was on their poll.
Booming Truth? Little Jimmy's Babysitter?
Them two black guys.
Wrestling fanatic. Are buried.
Keep it classy, Tim.
I like are buried. That's a good one.
The Dark Knights.
Oh. I don't think you get away with that one.
Probably not.
Come on, Omega.
I know. Between... See, I don't even want to... Oh, what did someone say?
Can't get in the chat room. Minora team.
Oh, dude.
That's wrong. That's so many levels.
Wrong. You know, I don't even want to base it off of their names. I don't like tag teams that are based off their names or nicknames or moves. It's just dumb.
Kane Kittens, you and Tim both are going straight to hell. Just saying.
Well, I'd worry if hell was a real place instead of an imaginary made up fairy tale.
That here. I'm trying to come up with a dumbass name.
Ebony and Ebony? thank you, King Kens, for that one.
Okay.
That was good.
I don't want
to... Dreads?
If they were heels, that might work.
So, we have Little Jimmy, R-Truth, and Kofi. Is that the new 3 Live Crew?
Oh, God. No, see, I don't want to base off their names or their gimmicks or their little catchphrases. No. Between Kofi High Flying and R-Truth, I want to name them the Lunatic Fringe.
Works for me.
That's actually creative.
I like it.
That's why it would never work. But I like it. I do.
Oh, God. We need to write a theme song for Ebony and Ebony. You guys can go right ahead, guys. Right ahead.
Don't get too far ahead of yourself. We still got to get the Monopoly board done.
Shh. Don't pressure me.
And do Family Feud.
Yeah, and then all the other stuff we have you do.
Tim, back to you.
Joy.
So, Tim, if you were a porn star, what would your favorite position be to be and why?
God.
Excuse me?
If you were a porn star, what would your favorite position be and why?
Well, it would probably have to be the cowgirl style, because apparently I fuck up all the time.
That's fucking gross, dude. I'm eating, Tim. Well, I was eating. Thank you very much.
It's not my fault you're on the show tonight.
God.
So, Lindsay, is it me or did Jackie and Tim have the same position?
They Tim did. Very creative. That's his problem.
They both answered the question the same way. They seem to have chemistry.
Shut up, Ross.
One going on top and one going on bottom?
Well, you'd be on top, Lynch.
No, it was Jackie, because you both answered
the question. I'm not the one going on top.
You both
answered the question. I'm not the one that has the question.
Yeah.
I'm celibate. Yeah. Just saying.
Since when? You hit Kane in New York City?
Since I got the freaking porn star question, that's since when.
Tim, do you actually remember this question?
Ask that question to Kane and then we'll talk.
Tim, do you actually remember this question?
Knowing him, he doesn't watch porn.
Wasn't that question asked like 3 weeks ago? I don't know.
That was your question to me, Dublin.
Was that my question to you? I don't
remember. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I don't remember asking you that.
You did. We did it on the rack, remember?
I didn't ask it. You asked it.
But you created the question.
But I came up with it. And that's just fucking lazy, quick hitting.
Well, you could play.
Recycling the fucking questions.
Oh, you see?
Oh, wow. We don't do that around here.
No, we don't, ever.
Never.
Ever. Where are we at now? Oh, Jackie. This is Lindsay's choice. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Oh, God.
Wait, I have to ask it?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, I have to put it in there. I have to look up what I said. Where do you think leader is ticklish?
Oh, God, I hope everywhere. And if you got my text message, I intend to find out.
I know you do. You bitch.
I'm missing something here, and I am thankful for it.
And sadly, I know everything they're talking about.
Yeah, Omega, you and I are left out. It's a chick thing. Only Rock would get.
You know what, Lindsay? Lindsay, $50 says at the bottom of his feet. I wish I could think of something more perverted, but he's so traditional. He's probably like really ticklish at the bottom of his feet. Like if he even brush against him, he jumps like a mile.
I was kind of hoping you'd say his thigh or something.
Well, that too, but I don't know that yet. I'm gonna find out.
For those of you who don't know, Leader is the man that Jackie and I love more than The Undertaker and Kane put together.
Right. I know that's hard to believe, but there is such a person out there. And he's hot. Just saying.
Really hot.
Squee!
And only Rock knows his secret identity.
Yes. God help me if I do. Anyway, Lindsay... We're playing a game called Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Sweet.
Thor, Iron Man, Nick Fury.
Aw.
I'm fucking Iron Man. I'd marry Fury. And I'd kill Thor.
Apparently Thor disagrees.
Whoa.
Tim.
Oh no.
I think killing Thor caused some rip in space.
That's what it sounded like.
Sorry, Thor, but he's not very smart. I'm very the chat box, dude. Type it in the chat box. Do I need to explain, or was my answer sufficient?
I think we got your answer.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim, I think so, too.
So leaves us Omega.
Want everyone to be aware of the blinking red light over their heads.
I don't have one.
No, I'm blameless here. I'm not allowed to contribute to questions.
Yes, you are.
Not when there's a red light blinking over my head. Hey, No, this was not me.
Wait, why did the green square now turn red?
You'll find out and ask the question.
You are given 3 choices for a costume for Halloween, and you have to pick one of them. Your 3 choices are Princess Leia, Powerpuff Girl Bubbles, and My Little Pony's Rarity.
Thank God I don't even know what the last one looks like.
It's a white pony with...
Don't tell me!
Get him a picture.
Get him a picture.
I'm constructing death traps. I can't look at the picture.
What's on me?
We'll find My Little Pony in general.
Doesn't help.
But you're the one that bitched.
Oh, God. Wrestling Fanatic. Oh, God.
What did you say?
He does the Fuck, Marry, Kill, China, Nicole, Bass, and Octomom.
Ooh! Save that for next week.
Yeah. No, we're not replacing with her with She-Hulk played by China. No. No. No.
What was the first one again?
Princess Leia, Powerpuff Girl Bubbles, and My Little Pony.
Bubbles is cute.
Bubbles is also wearing the most clothes. And would possibly require a giant foam head.
I think we'd have to have someone kick you in the nuts to get the voice right, too.
Probably.
Lindsay, get your kicking leg ready.
It's always ready.
Oh, that's so cute!
let me just get my 4-inch heels and we'll be good.
So, you have your answer.
No, we didn't.
You didn't officially say it.
The Bubbles.
Bubbles.
So, does that mean we can call you Bubbles from now on?
8. 7. 6.
Bubbles is counting us down.
Should I be climaxing to an orgasm right about now?
Is that usually what happens when Omega starts counting down?
Supposedly.
Okay.
So, yeah, that ends it for a quick hit to IR Wrestle Talk Radio.
God damn it!
Wait.
Oh, no. Sure, now it works.
Now it works.
Yeah, okay. Rock, are you ready to be spun backwards?
You're on your regular PC, I know.
I'm on the fucking desktop now.
Yeah, I can tell by the quality of your voice.
Is it actually like, sounds good, bitch? Yeah.
Actually, sounds good. Like,
does that mean he gets his question?
He already answered his question.
He answered one question.
He answered two.
He did?
Lucha Libre Show and the...
I stand corrected. Yes, you're right.
Thank you. I am. Yeah. Tomorrow night, we do a show called The Raw Post Show at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, where we talk about Monday Night Raw. It's called The Raw Post Show. Get it? Got it? Good.
Good.
Tuesday night, it's called Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik, 9 p.m. Eastern. They're interviewing Matt Hardy and Ribby Sky. And Alan will bitch and moan, complain about Ring of Honor. Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, it's what show, Tim?
Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, it's just another goddamn wrestling show.
There you go. I'll check it out. Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, it's a show called The Rock?
The Rock.
The Rock?
The Rock?
What?
Rock.
No, it's Rick? The Rack with Jackie Fleiss and Lindsay Ward.
Oh, is that the name of our show?
The Rack, not The Rock.
Huh. We were thinking,
you really need to put yourself over, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
He's just like egging me on so somebody else can get a square.
We're not playing this.
We're not even playing bingo.
We weren't playing bingo this week.
I don't give a damn.
But, bingo. Or is it? Where is it? Yahtzee this week. I don't know.
Yahtzee?
Yahtzee? We're playing Yahtzee?
No, that doesn't work. Why don't you tell us about CB Radio?
It's midnight-ish every Saturday night where we talk about the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. This past week we played 90s sitcom Name That Tune.
So,
check out the archives and fun stuff. Some random Ustreamer was being a know-it-all, got some of them right.
Only the ones that he decided to answer.
Yeah, this random Ustreamer. Canadian Ustreamer.
Yeah. The one that never, ever loses in Trivial Pursuit. And, of course, next Sunday night, another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night. Hey, everybody, tune in during the pay-per-view, and you can listen to audio of something while we watch the pay-per-view and get prepared to tell you exactly what happened. You see what I did? You see what I did? And, of course, we're on right after the pay-per-view. The week after that, we're actually going to a new time, same day.
Huh?
Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
No, we're not. Anyway.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
We are.
Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork and twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, twitter.com/CanadianAllPro, twitter.com/TJOmega, at Jackie Feist, at Linz Ward. Stuff like that.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the new time, 3 a.m.
Western.
No.
3 a.m. Western.
It'll be the Tim Stein show all by himself. Just saying.
Hey, now that the shit's working again, I just might just broadcast 24 hours a day.
Go for it, dude.
Here you go.
You got like 30 seconds to wrap up the show.
Okay, we're done. Get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Do all that fancy crap with the social media. Get the hell out of here and go brush your teeth.
Did you really just say go brush your teeth?
I think you did.
I did. I wanted to do something to mix it up and get off my lawn. But get off my lawn.
Hashtag typical Tim.
Oh, dear.
I want your opinion. I'll give it to you.
Oh, fuck off.
Say please.
No.
Then forget it.
Well, fuck you.
Hey, stop talking. We're ending the show.